Many question the 2SLGBTQ+ community about the relationship with the Salvation Army because you may have heard many from the queer community do not support the organization. It is sad but true, many from the 2SLGBTQ+ do not. Each year, it is brought up again and why. Yet many people do not seem to grasp the issue with the Salvation Army for those within the queer community. Over the years, people from the 2SLGBTQ+ have sought help from the Salvation Army for whatever their circumstances are, to be denied assistance of any kind because they do not fit into the policy that the Salvation Army has, which outlines what a Christian family is. They believe in their policy, that marriage is between a man and a woman, which does not include anyone from the 2SLGBTQ+ community. In some cases, trans folks were denied access to a warm bed, which resulted in them ending up dead on the streets. Yes, many of these avoidable deaths have happened in the USA, but it's important to remember it has happened here too. We know of a case a few years ago, where a trans person worked as an employee of the Salvation Army, and as soon as their supervisors found out they were trans, they were harassed and bullied on the job. The employee ended up filing a human rights claim, but as usual, the Salvation Army settled it outside of a hearing in the Human Rights Tribunal. They have been sued in human rights tribunals for years, yet they continue the claim that they are following the Christian path. You can look up these cases in case law in Canada. If you want to really look at the organization, you can do it for pretty much any organization if you truly want to, and have the time. There has never been an apology by the Salvation Army to the 2SLGBTQ+ community for the discrimination it has endured by people within the organization, nor have they ever reviewed or changed their policies to be more inclusive for all. We have heard some arguments from supporters, the Salvation Army does so much good, blah, 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 that's why we support them every year even though we have heard about this discrimination against others. Yes, of course, they do great work, if you fit what they believe is right, but that does not justify leaving anyone out because of their sexuality. If you are an organization that is supposed to help people, then help them, do not pick and choose who to help, because as we have seen, people end up dead that way. I am in no way telling you to support the Salvation Army or not. That is your decision. If you can live with the fact that the Salvation Army has discriminated against the 2SLGBTQ+ community, then that is on you. However, that does not mean you are required to justify it to us. It's your money, and your conscience, and if you want to support discriminatory behavior, then we cannot stop you. One thing you should know, many people from the 2SLGBTQ+ community and various organizations have offered to work with the Salvation Army to help them be more inclusive and engage them in dialogue to create a better understanding. However, those that run the organization have refused. When Jesus said, "Love thy neighbor," he did not stutter, it was clear and precise. When God said, "I will be the judge," words to that effect did not mean you are to judge. Maybe it is time to follow those words, instead of just lip-syncing them. And that can apply to everything, not just this opinion. Jason McLennan.